everyone, and welcome back to the Servant Leadership Institute podcast. Today, I am with Christina Adelisi, our business operations coordinator, and Carol Malinsky, our manager of products and services. And I am Brian Malinsky, head of digital media production for the Servant Leadership Institute. And today we have a really important topic to talk about, and that is our upcoming annual conference down in San Diego. We're coming back to San Diego again, and we just wanted to bring it to your guys' attention right now because the month of December is your time to really be able to engage in our super early bird rate, which gives you $300 off the standard price. So it's really important that you're able to do that. Registration is open now, and you're able to go onto our website, and there's a direct link that you can go to our registration site and sign up now. Sign your team up, sign yourself up, sign friends up that you think would really benefit from being involved in a servant leadership conference. So to kick this off, we wanted to have our CEO, Art Barter's voice in this discussion. And what we wanted to do is, he brought this up in a webinar that we recorded earlier this week, and the way in which he showed his enthusiasm was so genuine on how great and how excited he is for what we're going to be doing this March down in San Diego. So we just wanted to play that for you. So for right now, take a listen, and then we will be back in a second.
Next Servant Leadership Conference taking place on March 13th and 14th. At the Marriott Marquis San Diego Marina, which is a new venue for
us. We're going to have a lot of fun there, man. I'm looking forward to that. Yeah.
And we're calling it the Music of Servant Leadership. And we've got some surprises up our sleeves, Mr. Barter, right?
What type of conductor are you? What kind of music do you create as a leader? Are you bringing together all the instruments that you're responsible for, which is, are you using the gifts of your employees? Are you bringing together as a team? I always remember what John Wooden said. And he says, individuals win trophies, but teams win championships. Mm. What type of championship music are you generating in your organization as a leader, as the orchestrator of those around you? The other part of what we're having fun with is, people love different types of music. And so how do you integrate as a conductor people who love opera, who love R&B, who love jazz, who love country music, who love pops from the 70s?
Mm-hmm.
How do you, as the leader, bring those different loves for that type of music into a conference room and into a meeting and have them create beautiful music?
Together.
Yeah. And we're going to have some great examples of that. We're going to have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I will tell you, this will be a conference like you've never experienced. Don't wait to sign up because we're going to have a blast at this one. We're really looking forward to it.
So first off, good afternoon, Christina. Good afternoon, Carol.
Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
So, I mean, right off the bat, Art Barter said it perfectly right there. Why we're excited about this, and we just wanted to talk to our audience and kind of give them a little bit of a background on how we created this theme, how we came up with this idea of the music of servant leadership, and why the idea of music really does play into how you conduct yourself in an organization, and how you as a person of a particular responsibility to coworkers of yours and other people in your group, how you have the opportunity to make not only your voice and your music shine, but allow them to do the same as well. So what's your guys' take on that?
Well, I get actually almost emotional about this particular theme because I believe that every person, to use the analogy, has a song within them that's just dying to pop out. And through servant leadership, if you're really following servant leadership, you will be a leader who will bring that song out in your people and will find out what's their gift, what is something that really excites them about their work. The majority of people out there that are working, you know, your 8 to 5 or whatever it may be, they may do work that is very tedious, repetitive, and it's hard for them to see the meaning and purpose in what they do. But within them, you know, there are gifts and abilities, and we want leaders to bring that out in their people and take all those different songs and meld them together so that you are playing in harmony. And that's when great things happen and great things are achieved.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I think Art mentioned before that when you help people find their song, mm-hmm. once you do that, you can watch them dance. I think it's something he said before. And again, going back to this idea of bringing out the gifts of everyone in your company and everyone coming together for the common goal of the organization and also enjoying it while you're at it and understanding what everyone else's gifts are as well.
Yeah. So it is kind of interesting. I don't think I witnessed all of it as we first started working on theme, but you guys share for our audience really how we got started down this trail of the theme, the music of servant leadership.
Totally. It was a trip down to San Diego, and it was a trip down to see our next conference venue, mm-hmm. which is actually something new this year. It's a new location. We've primarily been in Coronado every spring for our annual conference, and this time we decided to switch that up. And we are now down in downtown San Diego, which we'll get more specific in later on in this podcast. But it was at that location site visit that we checked out the venue. We were elated to see how great and how beautiful this place is. But it was on our way back that I stumbled across this podcast. I'm an avid podcast listener as well as constructor and producer. But I came across Charles Hazelwood, and he had a TED Talk in which he was bridging the gap between or showing the importance in building trust when you are a conductor, and how this idea of trust is so critical when you are dealing with multiple people within a group, in his case, a musical group, and realizing that you as the conductor, you cannot be tyrannical and you cannot be just imposing your power on people and assuming that they will fall into line. But rather, if you took the extra step in really engaging in building relationship, which every relationship is rooted in this need for highly solid trust. And he knew that if you go through exercises while producing music with this group and you make sure that trust is built, then you will know that the moment that you put up your stick in the air, everyone will trust you, and you will be able to confidently trust 40 different people that are staring back at you. So I showed that to the team on our ride back home to Carlsbad. And I think it was within 3 to 5 minutes of listening to what he had to say, and all of our minds collectively just started running through ideas and connections between mm-hmm. servant leadership and what we really have been talking about and trying to advocate to people, and the forum of music. So we right then and there kind of made the decision that, hey, this could be something, and we should really develop it a little bit more.
Yeah.
So that from there, I think, you know, we thought, okay, first of all, is he available? Is he willing? And not only was he available and excited about coming, but he has so much to offer, and he's actually going to kick off our conference for us. And we talk about things you've never seen before. You know, it's really going to be very exciting and engaging and different. And like Brian said, it really does help tie in the trust aspect. And it'll be so interesting to share with all of you how he implements that as a conductor.
I had a question for you guys, just building off of something that Art had said in that last clip. So he's tying in the fact that an organization, it can be built around the same idea as you would an orchestra with many, many pieces within both an organization and a musical group. But he also said a very interesting way of looking at this idea of music as everyone likes a particular type of music. Everybody can identify with a certain type of genre. And my question is how can us as a advocate of servant leadership really look and engage in this multifaceted workplace and bridge the gaps between this genre idea? It makes me think about the multi-generational, for example.
Right.
So can you build on that?
Yeah, I think that is Art's intent, actually, when he talks about, you know, well, I like country and I like rock and roll and I like 40s music. And he is very interested in that concept, we know, of bringing the generations together, since there are four generations in the workplace, right? Mm-hmm. And so it doesn't extend just to a person's gifts and abilities or people being different and coming together in harmony. It also has to do with how does my generation, the baby boomers, work with you guys, you know, the millennials? And I think we want to discuss that. We can see it in our the breadth of our speakers that are coming, which we're going to talk about. And what makes it different is we aren't there to point fingers at generations or between generations. We're there to talk about real solutions to how we do work together.
Exactly.
And appreciate one another. Because as you guys know, that's one of my pet peeves now, is that I'm hearing so much of the negative.
Negativity.
When that's not where we should be focusing. We should be focusing on building this harmonious work situation and really valuing everything that everybody has to bring to the table.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's very interesting because I feel like as you get older, and me as a 28-year-old, I'm actually starting to see this happen to me, and it like freaks me out sometimes. It makes me feel a whole lot older.
Yeah.
But I think it happens with everybody, or I hope it happens with everybody, that at a certain time of your life, there's some sort of genre of music that you just don't connect with.
Mm-hmm.
There's, for whatever reason, you can feel like you're the most eclectic person in the world or most, you know, musically diverse. But there's some avenue of music, and it being so broad, there's some sort of avenue that you go, I don't get it. I just don't get it. I don't get it. And the moment that I was able to make that connection with the problems in an organization that older generations are having with the younger people coming in and feeling just this detachment, this unrelatability there.
Yeah.
I don't get the entitlement. I don't get the short attention span or whatever the stereotypes are for
right.
the younger generations going into the workplace right now. The moment I was able to make that connection, I go, yep, there's another one that just hit the nail on the head for potential in which we're going to talk about in this conference, and we're going to be able to address those issues while we're in this conference this year. So going forward, now that we've kind of established what our intent was with this musical theme, I kind of wanted to break down for our listeners who's going to be there. So let's go through our list right now, and starting from the very top, our guy, our CEO, Art Barter's coming back again. But he's going to be talking about it, a few different things this time, I think.
Yeah. I would agree. Art is a wonderful leader, a wonderful man, an author, but he also loves music and theater very, very much, and is a musician himself, but shh, don't tell anybody, right? I think we're going to be in for some surprises from him as well in his teaching. So we're really, really looking forward to sharing this whole experience with him. We've also got Ken Blanchard coming back.
Which everyone loves Ken, right? He's great with art, and the Q&A we had last year, we're actually going to do it again this year.
Oh, great. That's a great idea. And one of the things that I love about Ken, and I think you guys agree with me on this, is probably a memory I'll carry with me forever, is seeing Ken in the conference last year sitting in the back of the room taking notes furiously the whole time till he went on stage himself. The man is a lifelong learner. And that's such an important quality, and it is, a huge quality for a servant leader, is to always have this mind that wants to learn more. And so he's taking notes on people when he's like a world-renowned leadership expert and one of the most prolific authors around. So that's really exciting. Looking forward to Ken. We talked a little bit about Charles already. He is a world-renowned conductor. His goal is to make classical music more available to more people throughout the world. And one of the most notable things he's done is started an orchestra, the Para Orchestra, which is made up of people with special needs. And if you have the opportunity, go to his website, click on the Para Orchestra, and you'll be in for a real treat because you'll get to hear them play. Who else have we got going here?
So we also have Juliet Funt, who's actually the daughter of Ellen Funt, if I'm correct in
You're
saying
correct.
That. Okay. So
this goes back to my generation.
Is that the candid camera?
Yep. Yep.
So this is his daughter, and she is the owner and founder of White Space at Work. And she talks about this problem that we have, which is we're so busy, and how we react to that. So it's really her mission to, kind of come up with ways we can deal with that, as well as, taking the time, in the time that we do have, which in this case I think she calls it white space, how to think about our thinking and really using that time as well. We also have Kristen Hadid, who's actually only 27 years old, and she began her own business while she was in college, and she only hires college students, and I believe the name of her company is Student Made.
Correct.
And surprisingly, students, you can only be a student and work at her company, but they enjoy it so much that they don't want to leave when they graduate.
One of the interesting things about the way she operates, Christina, is all the people that work for her have like 80 hours of training, right? But they're only 20 hours in how to clean houses, which is what this business does. So only 20 hours in how to clean the house, 60 hours is in leadership training. And so they work while they're going to school, they work, cleaning people's houses, which allows them a lot of flexibility. And then when they are ready to leave her company, she also helps them find opportunities to use their skills and talents. So a really, really cool idea.
Awesome. And another person, another one of our speakers this year is Michael Tatelbaum. And he is the Vice President of Human Resources for Kindred Healthcare and leads an HR team that provides guidance and support to over 40,000 employees. Michael has over 20 years of human resource leadership experience and holds a bachelor's degree in human resources and a master's in organizational development. Michael is passionate about the impact leaders have on engagement of their employees. And we just talked about employee engagement this last week. And I think that if no one has heard of Michael before, he actually was one of our workshop presenters in our mm-hmm. Orlando 2015 conference. Mm-hmm. And people loved him there. And he really got a kick out of it. So he's going to be a keynote for us this year.
Yeah, that's great. Kindred Healthcare is really a special, special place. They have brought servant leadership into their organization. Working with the Servant Leadership Institute. And they started out with pilot hospitals. And it's now, they got such good result that they are spreading the program throughout their system. And they have well over, in total, well over 100,000 employees. So really, really a neat thing. They did a train-the-trainer program. So Michael's very dedicated to servant leadership. And then we also have Jim Manerick, and Jim is a local gentleman. He is the chairman of the board for DEI Holdings, which is a company that sells audio equipment, and they're like the largest in the United States. But Jim is newly retired, but still remaining as chairman of the board. And he is also involved with an organization, which is DEI's charitable arm, called Forte for Children. And Forte is a nonprofit that supports local organizations, primarily in the area of providing financial assistance, so that underserved kids can get involved in music programs and the arts, both. So really exciting work that that Jim is involved with there, and we're looking forward to him learning from him during the event. And so we've got all those folks that we talked about, but yet we are still adding more. So, you know, stay tuned for that.
We'll exactly, be on the lookout, on right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, we're trying to get a really stacked house for you guys this year. Amazing perspectives and new innovative ways in which servant leadership is impacting their community, in which you can go and tie that back into your organization as well. So now that we know at least some of the team for right now going into the conference, I wanted to bring up the new location. Exactly. And so what a location it is this year. We are at the Marriott Marquis in downtown San Diego. We're right next to the convention center and only blocks away from the Gas Lamp and Petco Park. So why don't we talk about that for a little bit, Christina?
So for those of you who joined us at our, I think it was our 2014 conference, we were down at the Omni, which was a great location. It was, you know, smack in the middle of downtown, and we did venture to Coronado the past 2 years, but we're going back downtown, and we like everything it has to offer. It's a great location. The airport's right there. There's the Gas Lamp, as Brian mentioned, right across the street. Restaurants, lots of attractions, and it's just a beautiful location. I mean, who wouldn't want to come to downtown San Diego
in March?
Yes.
And my understanding is it's that the conference space is completely refurbished. Is that correct, Christina?
Yeah, so they are in the process of remodeling the hotel, and what they've done so far is absolutely amazing. The pool area actually reminded me of being in Hawaii.
Yeah.
it's that beautiful. It's wonderful. They're redoing their ballroom space, and so we're offering only the best for you all this year.
Well, In conclusion, obviously you can tell that we're very excited about seeing you guys this March. And I hope that this was enough information for you guys to make a decision. If it's not, stay tuned, because we're going to have a lot more details. We're actually going to have Art speak on one of these podcasts about what he is going to be bringing to this conference, more of his thoughts. And it's an opportunity to share our passion with you. It really is. We get these opportunities once a year to really be able to impact the lives of our community here and all over the country. We have a lot of people coming from all over the country, and a few people internationally as well come and they really depend on us to have these conferences every year. And I feel like they come back with just mountains of information. So we really take that to heart, and we really, that's what really drives us throughout the next year. And we try and make these conferences better every single time. We never try and recycle any information. We want to just make it as cool and innovative and informative as possible. We're not just trying to give you something and tell you, okay, now you go figure out how to implement it. We're going to be there with you. And through these conferences and through this two-day conference, you're really going to be able to have a playbook on how to integrate this into your organization. So to reiterate how you can get involved and how you can register, go on servantleadershipinstitute.com. And you're going to see a tab that says register now, or register for our SLC 17 San Diego conference. Go on there and it will link you directly over to our registration page. That will give you all of the rates, including this special super early bird rate that saves you automatically $300 for the rest of December. But it ends December 31st. So if you are at all interested, definitely talk to your team, talk to your supervisors, get everybody excited about this, because it really is the best time to get involved and to register. So with that, do you guys have anything else that you'd like to say about the conference?
I just think, you know, with Brian mentioning this special rate that we have right now, why not give the gift of servant leadership during this holiday season to your employees and really allow them opportunity to really, you know, learn from servant leadership and the opportunity to make your organization a harmonious place.
That's great. And Brian, I so agree with Brian and Christina both in that this really is, it is our passion. We want to add value to you. And we want to do that 365 days out of the year. But these few days in March are really our opportunity to put faces to names, to emails that we may get, and really make connections. And it happens every year, and I've been doing this and attending this for 7 years, and it'll happen again this year. So we're really looking forward to meeting you, seeing you. And stay tuned for more information.
Definitely. And so for now, stay tuned for more podcasts. Link up with us on all of our social media channels, whether it's our Instagram, our Facebook, our LinkedIn group, or Twitter. And be sure to check out that webinar that we've been talking about on our YouTube channel. Just go to Servant Leadership Institute and click on our YouTube channel. We have a completely free webinar that you can listen to from this past week. So for now, this is Servant Leadership Institute podcast signing off.